Okay, so just take a moment and let's be just silent and connected with our own spirit, our own soul on this very special day. It's a day of rebirth and renewal. Let it be so for our whole planet. As people throughout the world celebrate Easter as a time of beauty, renewal, birth, rebirth. And what a beautiful archetype for our planet during this challenging time. And this amazing time of awakening for all humanity and for the planet. And today I'd like you to bring the image of the white candle into your mind's eye. This amazing symbol of lighthouse that guides us through all adversity. And visualizing this amazing lighthouse and this amazing candle as the top of it is lit, sending divine light out into our world. And just as we did yesterday, let's see our reflection in that candle as we all stand around it in a circle. And as we can see from the image I sent, it's very large. It's luminescent, and it is eager to serve. It is eager to send that light out to all humanity during this time of challenge and awakening. And as we did yesterday, we'll step into the candle as we step into our own reflection, and we become our own individual self and united together as one beam of light. And as I ask for guidance, I see us moving forward in time. 2021, 2025, 2027, 2030. And so visualize yourself somewhere on our planet in 2030. You might be here in the United States, you might be in Japan, you might be in England, might be in the Middle East, on the island of Hawaii. And get a sense of your environment. And there's a newspaper rack or a newspaper boy on a bicycle, or there is a newspaper close by. And I'd like you to take that newspaper and put it in your hands and read the date of April 11, 2030, Easter Day, 10 years from now. And there's a reminiscence on the front page of 2020. And the newspaper is reporting, this is what we learned during that time of rubber gloves, face masks, and no toilet paper. This is what we learned. And they list a few things. And so I'd like you to read down the list and choose one of the things that they're talking about, one of those things that humanity learned. It might be a scientific discovery of how to heal all illnesses. It might be that we learned how to feed the world without GMO. It might be that we learned compassion, and that we discovered we no longer needed war to interact on our planet. So find your message, and one by one, when we come back, I'll ask you to share one phrase of what humanity learned, and we look at it from a future perspective. As we come back, coming back, going into our candle, stepping out of our candle, into your body, being fully present in your home, feeling your feet on the ground, feeling totally at ease and comfortable.
Participants are muted, and they can unmute. All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted.
So no one is muted anymore. And I'm just going to say a name one at a time. And if you want to share what you received, please do so. And if it's personal or private or whatever, just say pass. And that's fine. And so I'll try to remember each person. And at the end, anyone I've forgotten, then say your name and say what you bring back if you want to. So we'll start with Sheree.
There are no borders. We are one.
Amen. Shelly?
Golden light.
Amen. Robin?
How to bring equality to the world.
And we have accomplished that now. Amen. Sin?
Be quiet and listen to each other.
And that is our new world. Is Charmin there? Vanessa?
Educate.
And this is our new world. Cindy?
We have learned to work with each other instead of against each other.
And this is our new world. Jim?
We discovered that war is a product of our economy, and we put war aside and learned a new way to have an economy.
And this is our new world. Patty?
Yes, we learned about a fierce commitment to taking care of our planet.
And this is our new world. Carol?
Learning to get along with our loved ones.
And this is our new world. And who did I miss?
Joan.
And Joan.
That people become vegan.
And this is our new world. And mine was, there is no more war. It doesn't occur to us to interact in an aggressive way. We work together in a cooperative way. And together, let's say, and this is our new world.
And this is our new world.
As we encompass everything that each of you received as a communication, we are creating a new reality. And from our lighthouse, we send a beacon of light, and we send it now to each heart of humanity in every country in our magnificent planet, that we are learning these lessons, that we do not have to learn them again, that we understand. And because of this difficulty and challenge, because of this chaos and loss, we are greater, we love more, we care more, and we are equal, and we are just. The new humanity, let it be so. Amen.
Let it be so. Amen.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining us all. And have a beautiful, beautiful Easter day. And we will convene again tomorrow at 2 and send out our beacon of light.
Thank you so much. Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy yours. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bless you all.
Safe journey.
Thank you.